Hey everyone, and welcome to today's vlog where we're going to talk about something that's super, super, super important. What will actually help you to have visible abs and what will not? So there's so much stuff out there and products and crazy things promising abs in however many days or, you know, all of these quick or crazy results. And I just want to come out here with a honest, real, truthful video about what is and isn't going to help you have abs that you can see. Always got my notes. So, first things first, being consistent with whatever you're doing is going to be a major thing in helping you with any kind of fitness progress, any kind of physical progress, and mental progress if you're working on something like that. But with your goal of having visible abs, it's gonna be super important. So consistency over the long term is super, super key here. It's not gonna be a quick fix. It's not gonna be a 7-day cleanse or, you know, anything like that that gets you to where you wanna be with visible abs. It's going to be consistency over the long term. I promise you, not one of these crazy products that promises to burn all of your fat off in 3 days. So, second point real quick is that all of us have different body types. All of us carry our fat in different places. And we all have body fat. It's not that a big, huge negative thing. I have body fat. Everyone watching this has it. It's just normal. You have to have it to function, especially as a female. So it's important to remember that. And it's also important to remember that if you carry your fat in your mostly in your middle section rather than your butt or your hips or your thighs, it is going to just take a tiny bit longer to get where you want to go if your goal is visible abs. And so that's why you see different people all over, you know, social media or on the beach or whatever who, you know, they may be both really lean and really in shape, but their abs look different or their butts look different or things like that. You know, we all have different body types. We're all going to look slightly different. And that's wonderful and amazing. And that's what makes the world go round. So first things out of the way. So what is going to actually help you get visible abs? And you may be able to guess the things that I'm going to say here. It's going to be proper training and proper nutrition. And when I say that, I don't mean that you have to be on one specific, you know, paleo diet or keto diet or super heavy strength training or all plyos or anything like that. It's just gonna have to be a well-rounded plan. So whether you create it yourself by picking workouts, you know, off my Instagram or YouTube, or you buy a plan like the Get Fit Guide or one of my plans in the app, it's gonna have to be well-rounded. So you wanna work all over your body. You wanna hit your upper body, your lower body, because those exercises that you're doing, your planks, your push-ups, your squats, your lunges, all of those will also be engaging your abs. It doesn't have to just be straight crunches every single day. That's definitely not productive. So you wanna make sure when you're planning your workouts, you're making effective workouts, or when you're, you know, looking into what you wanna do for your workout plan, you want it to be something effective. And that's not just straight crunches, even if your goal has a lot to do with your abs. So, total body plan here. You know, total body days, upper body days, lower body days, hit cardio, throw ab work in there too, maybe 3 times a week, but you don't need it every day. So, super important there, your training needs to be well-rounded and your training needs to be consistent. I'm not saying you need to work out 6-7 days a week, definitely not 7, always have that day off. I'm huge on the day off. But, I mean, this can be 4, 5, 6 days a week, you know, just something where you're working out intensely a good bit of the week. So it doesn't have to be hours. Most of my training and my main circuit without the warm up and cool down is done in, you know, 35 minute tops. So minutes top. So 35 minutes tops. So now that I got that sentence out, just really quickly, all that you really need to worry about with your training is that it's well-rounded, you're consistently pushing yourself, and you're going after it. You know, you need to be doing this, you know, multiple days a week. You can't do 2 days 1 week, take a week off, 3 days the next week. You need to be consistent with it, and you need to make sure that you're constantly pushing yourself to perform your best for that day. And I'm not saying that means you're going to continuously, every single workout, improve your reps or your weight or, you know, anything like that. But every day, we know how we feel, we know how far we can push, and we know when we're pushing ourselves versus when we're just kind of, you know, skating through the workout or whatever it may be. So consistency with your workouts, a well-rounded plan throughout the week, and constantly pushing yourself to improve or constantly pushing yourself to do your best that day. All right, and the next one is another one that you, that's why I'm going through these a little quickly, definitely deep down in your heart know is super important, even though we want to find a quicker fix here, your nutrition. So what you're eating consistently most of the time is going to make a massive difference in that goal of visible abs. So I'm not talking about nutrition here with 7-day cleanses or, you know, all water with cayenne pepper and honey or all juice or anything like that. I'm talking about real food that you're actually eating, and something that's A, nourishing to you, and B, like the really important thing is not that you had frozen yogurt last night, it's that you're not having frozen yogurt 5 out of the 7 nights of the week. So I'm not saying you can never again have, you know, a treat, a dessert, a cheat meal, whatever you want to call it. What I'm saying is consistently having those healthy, nourishing, nutrient-dense meals more often than not is what's going to be your major goal here. So with nutrition, it doesn't have to be any certain type of diet that you're on or plan. You don't have to be, like I said before, paleo, keto, Whole30, any of those different things. You don't have to track your macros. But what you want to keep in mind here is you're doing a few things. You are not just massively rushing through all of your food and eating so much that, you know, all of a sudden you're like, wow, I ate way too much food. I'm super full consistently. I'm a very fast eater. That is something that has been, you know, an adjustment for me to really sit back and be like, all right, I'm full. I'm going to be full in a few minutes. So I shouldn't keep shoving food in my mouth just because I can. I think that a lot of times when you're a quick eater, you tend to eat a little bit more than you probably need to because your brain doesn't realize you're hungry or you're full until too late. So making sure that you're in touch with being full or not, making sure that you're eating nutrient-dense foods. You want foods that are nourishing your body, giving them the vitamins and minerals, protein, healthy fats, healthy carbs that they need to perform at their best, to make that progress. When we're eating foods like that, we are priming our body to make its fastest progress possible, to feel its best during the day, to have the most energy, to get through those workouts and crush them. So yeah, just super important here. The majority of the time, you want to be eating whole, real, nourishing foods and, you know, having a nice, well-rounded nutrition plan or diet, not saying to go on a diet, but diet as in your eating patterns, of, you know, lots of veggies, fruits, protein, healthy fats, healthy carbs, like, you know, potatoes, that's my main thing that I love, some whole grains, nuts, seeds, you know, all those wonderful things that have actual benefits for your body when you're eating them. So that's going to really help with visible abs because food has a massive connection because we eat so much processed food a lot of times. Lots of added sugar, lots of processed food really has a connection to that midsection fat that a lot of people have, you know, on their lower bellies. So super important to remember that. And then of course, always having your water is super, super important too. I always like to mention that in nutrition. Being hydrated is key for so many things. All right, so consistency with your training, a well-rounded plan, consistency with well-rounded and nourishing nutrition, so important. And I know these things are just, I harp on them all the time, but I promise you, these are the things that are really going to get you where you wanna be. Now, to focus a little bit on what won't get you visible abs, but people or companies love to say that they will. So, crazy detoxes. So those 7-day cleanses, I mean, they can be used, they can be great for other things. Sometimes, if they're made well and also well-rounded for a cleanse, I'm not promoting any kind of water cleanse or, you know, straight liquid diets or anything like that. That's definitely, in my opinion, not the healthiest choice. But those kind of things, those things that are promising quick fixes and stuff like that, are not what you want to go to. It's not what's going to help, and it's definitely not going to help in the long term. The same thing with those teas that are marketed, skinny teas and skinny me teas and like all this different stuff, usually are packed full of senna, which makes you go to the bathroom, and that's kind of the whole thing there. It's kind of just flushing your colon constantly and making you look probably a little less bloated because we're getting rid of a lot of water and things like that in our body. So the teas, again, another thing that's kind of a quick fix, kind of promises something that's not realistic. I love tea. I'm just not a huge, huge fan of those kind of teas unless, you know, it's the occasional use for help with constipation or help with, you know, something like that. But having it every single day is probably not our best bet. And it's definitely not going to get us to where we want to go if we're talking visible abs as the goal. So, waist trainers. These can be used for a lot of different things. I mean, I understand some people want to kind of splint post-pregnancy. I definitely get that for the first like couple of weeks. It helps you remember to like turn on your TVA and things like that. But as a consistent, constant practice and just, you know, wearing it around and not doing any kind of exercise and things like that, it's not going to get you where you want to go. Definitely not. It's kind of, you know, just like the idea of a corset. It's pulling it in. It's kind of pressing your ribs in. I kind of feel like we got away from corsets a long time ago because they're really not healthy for, you know, squishing your organs and your ribs and things like that. Waist trainers to me are a very similar idea. And they're not super productive for this goal of visible abs. Again, they're not helping you, you know, with a well-rounded workout or nutrition, which are going to be your major two things you want to keep in mind. And then the last thing, and this is a super, super common misconception. You don't need to work your abs every single day with like 1,000 crunches or, you know, 2,500 sit-ups throughout the week. It's just a lot. So you don't need to work your abs every single day. Just like any other muscle, you want to let them rest and recover and build. So you don't need to work your abs every day. The goal for visible abs is not going to be achieved by strictly working abs. So, you know, just throwing 15 minutes of abs every single day is not going to get you there. Like I said before, a well-rounded plan with abs thrown in there 2 to 3 times a week is what you want to do. I mean, even you really could probably get away with working abs once a week if you're being sure to engage them in those squats, lunges, upper body exercises, and really be using them for what they're there for, to stabilize and to, you know, pull in. The TVA is like a little corset, so there's lots of different exercises, and that's another good point that is going through my mind. Using your abs correctly for less abs throughout the week is going to be way, way, way more beneficial than doing 1,000 crunches and you're not really engaging your abs, you know, you're not really using them to help you complete that exercise. So when you're doing abs, just like with any other movement, you want to focus on quality over quantity. Abs every day is not going to get you, you know, a visible six pack, and rushing through, you know, thousands of reps of abs is definitely not going to get you there. So definitely be sure to be engaging and using those abs when you are focusing on them, and then also throughout your other movements for stabilization and other things like that. So yeah, just a quick little rant I feel like it turned into on what's actually going to help you get a visible six-pack versus what is not. There's just so much misinformation out there, and I wanted to throw this out and clear it up. I know that it's kind of can be like, ugh, well, I wish there was a quick fix. I wish the fat burner was, you know, the ultimate ab maker. But I promise you, in the long run and in the long term, for lasting progress, focusing on a well-rounded plan and well-rounded nutrition and being consistent with those most of the time is going to get you there, and it's going to keep you there. So thank you so much for joining me, guys. I am so glad that you did. Let me know if this was helpful. Let me know other topics that you would like information on or whatever. Be sure to like and subscribe and share and all those wonderful things, because I love being able to do this and share this, and that helps me to be able to keep going. So Thanks, guys, for being here. You're awesome and wonderful, and I will see you next time.